Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
And good morning to you. It is a terrific day to welcome in another great guest on our KGLO live line today. We're going to get a chance to visit with Peggy Kerr, and she is with the Iowa Economic Development Authority, the IEDA. And Peggy, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Tim?
Oh, fantastic. Just terrific. We're going to get a chance to talk to you a little bit today about International Trade Office. And, you know, when people think about the state of Iowa and they think about what we market out of the state of Iowa just within the United States, but then you start to think about internationally, it really is pretty amazing, isn't it?
It very much is. You know, Iowa is a small state, but we definitely hold our own in the international markets, and Iowa has a very strong brand reputation internationally.
Let's talk a little bit about that international trade situation and where we are right now.
So last year, Iowa exports were a $17.6 billion industry to Iowa. So even due to the pandemic, we came into 2020 with supply chains very challenged already. Disruptions because of the trade sanctions, the so-called trade wars, the NAFTA uncertainty before USMCA was finalized. And then we had the pandemic, which further disrupted supply chains. And then since then, we continue to have our natural disasters, even going to the recent closure of the Suez Canal. So we've all had to learn how to do business differently during this last year.
So what are some of the ways we are doing business differently, and whether that is with grains or livestock or what have you?
So we've all learned very quickly to live in a virtual world. So obviously, you know, trade shows are very important for those companies that are marketing products internationally, and those came to an abrupt halt. We're starting to see digital trade shows and some of them going more to hybrid events now. In the case of Iowa, we do have foreign offices in strategic locations around the world, and through those we can serve 34 different markets. So our market research and our contact identification continues as normal, but as far as those introductions with companies, those have become virtual online. A lot of what we do is education, helping companies understand the mechanics of exporting, the how-tos, and to learn about new markets. So those are all delivered via webinar now. And then one of our mainstays is our trade missions, where we take delegations with us to foreign markets, and obviously that travel had to cease. So those also have continued virtually. But one constant underlying this, since Iowa is an agricultural state, is that the need for agricultural products to feed the world remains. And our exports of ag products, especially soy, corn, DDGs, meat products, definitely increased in the last year.
And I think for those people that are listening in, maybe you can identify, you know, when we say internationally, what are some of the markets that we do trade with Iowa products? I mean, to know that Iowa is known around the world as a trade partner in ways, who are some of the leaders in that regard?
So Iowa's top markets in 2020, Canada is always by far our largest export market. Somewhat surprisingly, last year, China moved up to be our second largest export market. And again, a lot of that was due to increased export of ag products. Mexico, Japan, Germany finish out our top five. On the ag side, you know, some of our primary agricultural markets are Japan, Mexico, Korea. So those are markets that we do regularly plan trade delegations too. In the case of Japan specifically, Governor Reynolds and Secretary Nag last led a trade and investment mission to Japan in November of 2019. And then with the pandemic, it made, you know, resulting exchanges both of travel to Iowa and Iowa to Japan weren't able to take place. So with that follow-up being important and not being physically possible this last year, we had worked with Governor Reynolds' office, Secretary Negg's office, and our commodity partners, the Iowa Pork Producers Association, Iowa Beef Industry Council, and determined that a virtual event would be viable. So the U.S. Meat Export Federation supported us in country, and the result was that in February we held a virtual protein mission with the governor, Secretary Negg, and those farmer-led organizations participating, and we met with the top four meat import companies in Japan virtually. So this was a great event to reinforce the Iowa-raised farm products, Iowa agriculture overall, and the continued importance of these relationships.
Yeah, when you look at something like that happening, and now you start to, and nobody has that crystal ball. I think we all wish we did. But as you start to look ahead, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years down the line, do you see growth in this area of the international trade?
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of crystal balls, I'm looking for that magic one every day as we continue to determine, you know, at what point we will be able to return to in-person events. But absolutely, we see continued growth. And again, it's a worldwide concern of how to feed the growing populations. So Iowa agriculture will remain very important. And part of that is the trust that we've developed with those foreign markets over the years and their confidence in our farmers and their quality growing practices and the quality products that are being produced and exported.
Well, and as we kind of wind down the interview just a little bit, I just wanted you to let us know, is there any area that we haven't touched on that you want to make sure we get the word out on at this point?
So I did just want to mention upcoming activities that we do have planned. Obviously, at this point in time, with a cloudy crystal ball, we're continuing to plan virtual events. So we are working with our industry partners on events in Mexico currently. We have some virtual commercial trade missions to Southeast Asia and Chile, Peru, and we'll continue virtual events this fall. We do host monthly trade talk webinars on a variety of topics, and one coming up that I specifically wanted to mention is a global ag trade policy update, which will be held on April 21st at 9 o'clock. And this program will feature Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg, the U.S. Grains Council President and CEO Ryan LeGrand, and Iowa State University Economics Professor Dr. Dermot Hayes. So information on all of our activities is available on the website, which is www.iowaeda.com. And the International Trade Office email is international@iowaeda.com. We do, of course, look forward to continuing our foreign relationships with in-person options in the future. But at the moment, we continue to surge forward with virtual activities.
Great to talk to you this morning, Peggy, and you did a great job on the radio. I'll invite you back anytime you want to come on the radio. Just give me a holler, all right?
We look forward to it. Thank you.
And did a terrific job. Thanks again, Peggy, for being with us. That's Peggy Kerr, team leader, IEDA, International Trade Office, with us today on AM 1300 KGLO.